AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Pakistani woman and her U.S.-born husband, who killed 14 of his co-workers in San Bernardino, California, are the center of a massive FBI terrorism investigation. FBI Director James Comey says there's evidence that Saeed Farooq and Tashfeen Malik grew increasingly militant just before their rampage.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Farooq family attorney David Chesley says Saeed Farooq was teased by his co-workers.
His co-workers has kind of made fun of him, for example, and his beard. He was a very isolated, introverted individual with really no friends that we could identify, like maybe one friend or no friends.
A search of the couple's rented townhouse turned up a cache of ammunition and homemade bombs. For the first time since 1920, the New York Times has put an editorial on its front page. The opinion piece calls for greater gun regulation in the light of recent shootings, including 3 deaths at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado and the 14 people killed in California. The Times suggests drastically reducing the number of firearms and even eliminating some large categories of weapons and ammunition. More states added to the E. coli outbreak linked to the Chipotle restaurants.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 7 more people have gotten sick, including people in Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. E. coli cases now cover 9 states. A majority of illnesses have been in Oregon and Washington. Of the 52 people infected, the CDC says 47 reported eating at a Chipotle the week before the illness started. It still hasn't been determined what ingredient made these people sick. Chipotle says the company is tightening its food safety standards. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. A funeral is scheduled for today for one of the 3 people killed last week at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jennifer Markovsky was a 36-year-old mother of 2. Skilled trade workers at the Volkswagen assembly plant, Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to be represented by the UAW. The AP's Eric Schelzig reports that the groups is just a fraction of the overall number of workers at the plant.
It is a subset of workers. It's the maintenance workers, the specialized workers. There are about 160 of them, which is about 12% of the total workforce at the plant.
Those workers repair and maintain the machinery and the robots in the factory. UAW lost a previous vote in an effort to unionize all 1,400 workers at the plant. Volkswagen adds a small bargaining unit goes against its hopes of creating a German-style work council in the plant to represent both hourly and salaried employees. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.